What if everything you've been told about fossil fuels is backwards? While politicians, activists, and even oil executives apologize for the products that power modern civilization, a startling reality persists. 87% of global energy still comes from coal, oil, and natural gas. These fuels power hospitals that save lives, farms that feed billions, and water systems that prevent disease. Since the 1980s, as fossil fuel use nearly doubled, human life expectancy soared, poverty plummeted, and infant mortality dropped by 70% in rapidly industrializing nations. This isn't coincidence, it's cause and effect. Calling fossil fuels an addiction misunderstands everything about our relationship with energy. Addictions harm the addict, yet fossil fuel consumption correlates with unprecedented human flourishing across every measurable dimension. As China increased fossil fuel use fivefold, infant mortality fell 70%. Globally, malnutrition dropped 40% since 1990, while energy consumption surged. The average American now commands machine energy equivalent to 93 human servants working around the clock, a democratization of luxuries once reserved for kings. Remember those dire predictions? The Club of Rome warned we'd run out of oil by 1992. Paul Ehrlich forecast economic collapse by 2000. Life magazine claimed city dwellers would need gas masks by 1980. Not only did these predictions miss, they got the direction completely wrong. As fossil fuel use increased, our environment generally improved. The fundamental error lies in viewing fossil fuels only through potential risks while ignoring their enormous, life-sustaining benefits. The real question isn't whether we can afford to use fossil fuels, but whether we can afford not to. Energy isn't abstract, it's life itself. In the Gambia, electricity shortages mean preventable infant deaths when medical equipment fails. Humans naturally produce only 2,000 calories daily, enough to power a 100-watt light bulb for 23 hours. Throughout 99% of human history, this limitation trapped us in grueling subsistence labor. Today's challenge is staggering. 1.3 billion people have no electricity, over 3 billion lack adequate power, and global energy production would need to quadruple for everyone to reach American consumption levels. Despite decades of promotion, solar and wind combined provide just 1% of global energy. Solar and wind face fundamental problems of diluteness and intermittency. Claims that Germany gets 50% renewable energy mislead. These represent brief peak moments, not consistent supply. German production fluctuates wildly, requiring fossil fuel backup. Biomass creates competition between fuel and food. Fossil fuels solve the energy challenge by providing what alternatives cannot: cheap, plentiful, reliable, and scalable power. Solar energy that nature has already concentrated and stored over millions of years. Coal generates 41% of global electricity, with consumption soaring in developing nations, up 144% in Brazil, 425% in India, and 514% in China since the 1980s. Oil's unmatched energy density makes it irreplaceable. A single gallon contains 31,000 calories, equivalent to 15 days of human energy, powering 93% of U.S. transportation. The Industrial Revolution was fundamentally an energy revolution. Around 1800, life expectancy and GDP rocketed upward after millennia of stagnation, powered by coal-fired steam engines. Despite Paul Ehrlich's 1960s prediction that the battle to feed humanity is over, world population doubled since 1968, while people became better fed. In 1960, the average farmer fed 26 people. Today, that number reaches 155. One person on a modern combine harvester can reap enough wheat daily to make 500,000 loaves, a 100-fold productivity increase. Gas-based fertilizers boost crop yields 30 to 50%, while coal and diesel-powered irrigation tripled yields, transforming arid regions into productive farmland. Consider transportation. In 1800, traveling from New York to Chicago took 6 weeks by horse-drawn wagon. Today, that journey takes 2 hours by plane. Modern healthcare relies on petroleum-based products, from surgical equipment to pharmaceuticals, contributing to doubled global life expectancy. Without the energy industry, agriculture couldn't support our 7 billion population. As the master industry powering all others, energy enables our prosperity. The climate debate conflates three questions. Does the greenhouse effect exist? Will this cause catastrophic warming? Can humans adapt? The greenhouse effect is real. CO2 molecules reflect infrared radiation back toward Earth. However, this effect follows a logarithmic decrease. Each additional molecule has less warming effect than the previous one. At current atmospheric concentrations around 400 ppm, new CO2 molecules have minimal warming effects. Predictions of catastrophic warming rely on speculative amplification effects, particularly water vapor feedback loops. As extreme warming predictions fail to materialize, activists increasingly focus on extreme weather events. Yet comprehensive data shows little change. The accumulated cyclone energy chart, tracking global hurricane activity, reveals normal variability with no dramatic recent changes. The widely cited 97% consensus deserves scrutiny. John Cook's influential paper claims this percentage endorsed the view that the Earth is warming up and human emissions are the main cause. However, detailed examination reveals only 1.6% of papers explicitly stated humans caused at least 50% of warming. The most scientifically established yet least discussed aspect is CO2's powerful fertilizing effect on plants. Craig Idso has demonstrated through thousands of controlled experiments that increased atmospheric CO2 dramatically enhances plant growth and water use efficiency, with some species showing 50 to 80% increases in biomass. Major crops like wheat, rice, and soybeans show 30 to 60% growth increases when exposed to 300 ppm more CO2. Satellite data confirms significant global greening over recent decades. Despite rising CO2 emissions, climate-related deaths have declined 98% over the past 80 years, from nearly 500,000 deaths yearly in the 1920s to fewer than 20,000 recently, even as global population quadrupled. This dramatic improvement reveals that fossil fuels' energy effect, empowering humans to create safer environments through technology and infrastructure, may outweigh their greenhouse effect. The popular climate discussion has it backwards. Humans don't make a safe climate dangerous. We make a naturally dangerous climate safe. Humans master climate through air conditioning, heating, and advanced building materials that create comfortable environments regardless of external conditions. Fossil fuels enable climate freedom through mobility and protective infrastructure, hurricane-resistant buildings, weather prediction systems, and emergency response capabilities that save countless lives. While sea level rise concerns persist, evidence shows mild increases of approximately 7 to 8 inches per century, manageable through engineering solutions. The Netherlands exemplifies this capability, thriving for centuries through sophisticated dike systems and flood controls, not only protecting their population, but creating prosperous communities in formerly submerged areas. Modern energy systems enable rapid disaster response, with fossil fuel-powered vehicles quickly mobilizing to affected regions. The difference between climate vulnerability and climate resilience isn't the weather. It's access to abundant, reliable energy that powers protective infrastructure and responsive systems. Fossil fuels face existential threats, yet offer incredible opportunities for human progress. The moral case is clear. Using them is virtuous because they transform our environment to benefit human life. This challenges the dominant environmental philosophy holding pristine nature as the standard of value. Environmental leaders consistently exaggerate fossil fuels' negatives while ignoring their positives. Even if fossil fuels created no waste, were cheaper, and lasted forever, they would still oppose them because their standard is pristine, unaltered nature. We must replace the ideal of non-impact with industrial progress, improving our environment through human industry in service of human life. The greatest risk isn't climate change, it's abandoning the energy sources that enabled unprecedented human flourishing. Had we followed environmental leaders' advice decades ago, billions would have been condemned to poverty and premature death. In a world where 1.3 billion people still lack electricity, the choice is clear. Energy is life. The difference between a mother watching her child die from preventable illness and having access to medical care, between backbreaking subsistence labor and pursuing dreams. Fossil fuels aren't a necessary evil. They're the foundation of human flourishing. The question isn't whether we can afford to use them, but whether we have the moral courage to defend the energy that has lifted billions from poverty, extended lifespans, and continues offering hope to the world's poorest. Progress isn't something to feel guilty about. It's something to pursue with purpose and pride.